The Formula One auto race scheduled for next week in Bahrain has been given the green light by the International Automobile Federation, or FIA. The race was cancelled last year after a bloody crackdown on pro-democracy protesters, which led to the deaths of at least 30 people. Demonstrations and violence have continued since then, and on Monday, a homemade bomb wounded 7 Bahraini policemen during a protest near the capital. Another factor weighing in on the situation is the health of jailed human rights activist Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja, who has been on hunger strike for over 2 months. Al-Khawaja served for 3 years as protection coordinator for the Middle East for the Dublin human rights group Frontline Defenders. He resigned in February last year to focus on human rights in Bahrain. The executive director of Frontline, Mary Lawler, recently returned from Bahrain and told Charles Collins she hopes the Formula One race will bring attention to a former colleague's plight.
We as Frontline Defenders weren't calling for the cancellation of a Formula One race in Bahrain. However, we're very concerned that Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja is on his 65th day of hunger strike in Bahrain, and time is running out. And we had hoped that the organisers of Formula One would use their influence and seek his transfer on medical grounds to Denmark or any other institution that is able to treat somebody in his medical condition. Formula One is really the only thing that the Bahraini government really want. Now it's going ahead. And maybe there is a space for negotiation on behalf of Abdulhadi for humanitarian reasons that the Bahraini government would exercise mercy.
What is his situation? I mean, why is he on hunger strike? What has happened to him?
Well, Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja worked for 3 years with Frontline Defenders as protection coordinator for the Middle East, excluding Bahrain. And he is a very gentle, peaceful person. And he decided in February of 2011 that he needed to go back to Bahrain and take part in the movement for democracy and human rights in Bahrain. So he resigned from Frontline, went back to Bahrain, became active in the movement, and then was arrested, brutally tortured, which has been documented in the Independent Commission of Inquiry report, which was commissioned by King Hamad, and the findings of which have been accepted by King Hamad, and sentenced to life imprisonment after an unfair trial before a military court. Basically, the charges were things like, you know, subversion, trying to overthrow the monarchy, that kind of charge. His appeal then was in September, and the life sentence was upheld. And now there's a further appeal in a different court, and that was just postponed 2 weeks ago when I was there, until the day after the Formula One race has taken place on the 23rd.
As you just mentioned, you were recently in Bahrain. What is the situation like in the country?
Well, it's definitely not stable, and it's definitely not safe for Bahrainis. I mean, I can only tell you about what I witnessed. One night I was sitting outside having dinner in a restaurant near a village. And, you know, there's a very heavy police presence there at all the junctions of the roads from the main part of Manama to the outer villages, where there is a lot of nightly unrest. And I saw them firing tear gas, just totally unprovoked. They just fired tear gas up into the air to land on the roofs of the houses in the villages. There was a demonstration in support of Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja calling for his release outside the Ministry of the Interior when I was there. We went to observe it. There was a huge presence of police. And what really got me was, they were riot police, of course, but what got me was they were very, it was, the adrenaline was really going, and it almost felt like they were itching to get somebody, if you know what I mean. There was this pent up aggression that was very clear in their demeanor. So again, they women, for example, who were protesting then, were surrounded by the police, marched off into a side street. Then we had to go to the airport, so I don't know what happened then after that. But I heard sonic, you know, these sound booms, which they use also to frighten people and try and disperse them. So overall, I mean, there is this nightly arrest, and you've seen yourself how only a couple of weeks ago a young person was killed. And I think what people don't realise is that more people have been killed since the Independent Commission report in November than before that, in the period from February to November. So the situation is not stable. And if Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja is allowed to die in prison, I think it will have a very negative consequence on the situation in terms of further unrest and possible violence, because he is seen as a rallying figure, and people have identified with him. So it will be absolutely awful.